Psalm 10, verses 2 and 3. The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised. For the wicked boast of his heart's desire. He blesses the greedy and renounces the Lord. We're going to be looking at desires today. Godly desires, wrong desires. Having the right desires will help us keep our lives in proper perspective and avoid wrong desires that can destroy us. We are to avoid wrong desires. We are to avoid indifference and rebellion toward God. Job 21:14, therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. The rebellious wants God to depart. Wrong desires, indifference, rebellion towards God. Wrong desires include laziness. The desire of the slothful kills him, for his hands refuses to labor. We're to avoid the desire to run with the wrong crowd. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. Where is your heart's desire? Is it to be with the children of God, or to be with the children of this world? The wrong kind of desires will perish. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Godly desires, wicked desires. What does the Lord say about those with good desires? That we're to spread them before God. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and has not withholden the request of his lips. Righteous desires, good desires, lay them before the Lord, bring them before the Lord. They will be satisfied. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. But notice the beginning of that. Delight yourself in the Lord. A lot of people want to get what the desires of their heart. They want to get the desires of their heart, but they don't delight themselves in the Lord. The Lord says, delight yourself in the Lord. And then you'll be satisfied. Then he'll give you your heart's desires. The godly, righteous, good desires desire Scripture. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. Righteous desires, good desires, to be satisfied. They desire Scripture. Good desires, righteous desires, desire the salvation of souls. Paul tells us in Romans 10:1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. They desire that our supplications will be answered. Oh, that one would hear me. Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and that my adversary had written a book. That my adversary had written a book. We, with good desires, righteous desires, desire that our supplications are answered. We are to desire spiritual gifts or abilities for the ministry. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. We are to desire spiritual walk with God. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. The desires of the godly, of the righteous, are satisfying. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, It is a tree of life. Brothers and sisters, where do you find yourself today? Are you satisfied in the Lord? Are you desiring a spiritual walk with Him? Desiring spiritual gifts? Are you bringing your prayers and supplications and worship for Him? Do you desire the salvation of soul? Do you desire the Scripture? For the Scripture says, you will be satisfied if you delight yourself in the Lord. He shall give you the desires of your heart. Where do you find yourself today? Is it with wicked desires, wrong desires, or righteous desires and godly desires? Where do you find yourself today? What are the desires of your heart? Are they good ones? In verse 4 of this psalm, it says, of Psalm 10, the wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. In verse 4, the psalmist says, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all of his thoughts. The Hebrew text reads, the wicked, through the height of his nostrils. Can you see the man that's puffed up? The nose in the air. The idea of the nostrils is an arrogant attitude. Proud person with his nose in the air. That's what's coming through in the text. The wicked in his proud countenance. Got his head lifted up. You can see his nose high and lifted up, breathing out. God is not in his thoughts. The Hebrew reads, there is no sign of God in all of his thoughts. It is very, very definite. There's no sign of God at all. The arrogance of the wicked man is seen as he chooses to live his life without God or acknowledge him. He avoids God in his life. He does this by avoiding the gathering of the saints and being around saints. The wicked live as if there is no God at all. God is not in his schemes and his plans. Brothers and sisters, you cannot grow spiritually when you are proud. God will absolutely humble you. A brazen face and a broken heart do not go together. You can't have one and the other. Not a brazen face breathing through your nostrils and a broken heart. They do not go together. It's very difficult to pray when you have a stiff neck and an unbending knee. Pride says, I don't need God or anyone else. I know it all. I have arrived. Pride is impatient with a rival. It hates a superior, cannot endure a master. Pride spurns law and authority and seeks self-authority. Pride will absolutely ruin your life. The destructiveness of pride. It is so bad that God considers pride an abomination. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not go unpunished. You're prideful? Guaranteed. You're going down. And you're going down either now or you're going down later. But my friend, you are going to bow your knee. Now I'm talking to the unbeliever. If you're listening today and you have never bowed your knee to Jesus Christ, you are going to bow your knee. The Bible says that. Every knee shall bow before Jesus Christ and declare him as Lord of Lords. You're either going to bow your knee now and go to heaven, or you're going to bow your knee as you depart from him into hell. But every knee shall bow. Pride will bring a person down. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. A man's pride shall bring him low. The word low comes from the Hebrew word shafal, which means to humble, to humiliate, to make one sit down. You prideful person, listen, today you are going to be brought down. And that pride is going to lead to shame. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. The word shame comes from the Hebrew word kolon, which means dishonor, disgrace, confusion. You who are lifted up and prideful now, your day of dishonor and disgrace and confusion is on its way. Pride goes before destruction, before the fall. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before fall. The word destruction can also be translated crushing, crashing, breaking. The word fall can be rendered stumbling or calamity. It's coming. You who puffeth yourself up in your pride that you think you know it all, you got it all figured out, that you're ruling and reigning in your life. All of us, every single person needs to humble themselves before Almighty God. Humble yourself and be justified. Be not as the proud Pharisee, telling the Lord about all that you've done. Be as the tax collector that cried out, beating his chest, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Which is your disposition? You who are listening today, what is your disposition? What is you truly, you say in your heart, oh Lord, I thank you that I'm not like other people. I do this. I tithe. I go to church. I'm a pretty moral person. I've achieved this. I've done this. I've done that. Or is your heart, Lord, forgive me for I have sinned against you. I have sinned every day of my life, Father. Forgive me. Even as a believer, I sin daily. But the difference is, Father, now I fight against sin. I hate sin. My heart's desire is against sin now. You who are listening today, where do you find yourself? Where do you find yourself with this issue of sin? Do you fight against it, wrestle against it? Does it grieve you? Do you daily want to mortify your sin and your life? Pride. It'll tear your home apart. Why do you think there's so many homes destroyed in the world? Because pride. The Lord will destroy the house of the prideful, but he will establish the border of the widow. Pride will affect your countenance. A man's face is the index of his soul. All you got to do is look at a man's face, or a woman's face, you can see they're prideful. There are other things that also affect your countenance. Personal relationships with friends. Iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens the countenance of a friend. The godly sharpens one another, brothers and sisters. Your countenance, a merry heart, make it a cheerful countenance. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Are you merry? Are you being sharpened by brothers and sisters around you? Pessimism will affect your countenance. The north wind driveth away rain, so does an angry countenance and a backbiting tongue. You wonder why no one wants to come around you? Could be that angry countenance, that backbiting tongue. Praise and a positive trust in the Lord affects your countenance. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in the Lord, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Brothers and sisters, where do you find yourself today? Sad, lonely, prideful, humble. What is your heart's desire? Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Maybe you don't have joy because of the word. The word is not being meditated on day by day. You're not reading it. You're not trusting in it.